This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
We'll talk to Chuck in St. Petersburg, Florida next. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Hank. I had a question for you. Mainly just wanted to know what your thoughts and feelings were on the Book of Enoch.
Yes.
Especially since, you know, there's references to it in the New Testament, like in Jude. And I don't know, sometimes even it seems like maybe a little bit in Revelation, I think maybe 2 Peter also. I'm sure you know about it, but I was just wondering what you think about it.
I think that the Bible will oftentimes draw from other sources, either explicitly by referencing those other sources or by using similar quotations as you would find in other books. For example, there are judgment metaphors in the book of Revelation, which you find in first century literature. Those judgment metaphors, therefore, have an understanding in the first century that you can derive from first century literature. But, of course, that does not mean that the first century literature is inspired literature. And I think that same principle applies. If you look at the book of Jude, Jude mentions Enoch as the seventh from Adam.
Right.
And mentions that Enoch had prophesied about men that are being described in the book of Jude. Now, Jude was well respected, as was Enoch in New Testament times. So Jude is now as a well-respected church father or disciple of Jesus Christ is quoting from the book of Enoch, but his quote does not mean that Enoch is inspired in the sense of supernaturally revealing new truth. Jude simply finds a quotation to be a helpful confirmation of truth that is already well established, and that's the point.
So would you say that mean that the apostles read the book of Enoch, but they didn't really consider it doctrine? Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, it's not inspired literature, but that does not mean it does not have truth. For example, it is true to say, whether this is in the canon or outside the canon, that the Lord is coming, or that false prophets will appear, or that the wicked will be judged. So these are true statements regardless of where you find them. But the fact that Enoch is being quoted does not, of necessity, mean that that quote is a quote from inspired literature. It is a confirmation of truth that is well established.
Gotcha. That makes perfect sense. Thanks a lot.
You got it, Chuck.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.